Headlines from the U.S.-Mexico border are usually grim, but in fact, most people on both sides of that 2,000-mile frontier live quiet, normal lives. For the next 3 mornings, we'll offer snapshots of that life along the border. First, a man in South Texas who wants people to stop thinking of the Rio Grande as a river of fear. NPR's John Burnett reports.
I'm paddling a big orange plastic kayak in the middle of the Rio Grande. On my right is Texas, and on my left is Tamaulipas, Mexico. The banks of the river are thick with trees and bushes and cane and grasses. It's very calm and beautiful down here. You wouldn't know that we were paddling on an international boundary with a reputation for lawlessness. That's the message that this man wants to get out to the world.
My name is Eric Elman. I'm the executive director of Los Caminos del Rio, and we're trying to change the way people see the Rio Grande and the Rio Grande Valley.
For more than 1,200 miles, the Rio Grande defines a boundary between two tense global neighbors, but it's still a river with amazing birds and lush plants and even a little whitewater. For 2 years, Elman has offered kayak trips on this stretch of river that begins on a Class 2 rapid below an irrigation dam.
This is like about as good a teaching rapid as I can imagine. You can see all this beautiful clean water just sweeping right at you. There's a little wave. You can get on it, get off it, be back in this eddy. Try it again.
Elman is an outdoor fanatic, a travel writer, and a former New York City bicycle messenger, who at 52 finds himself amid the grapefruit orchards and taquerias of South Texas promoting tourism on the Rio Grande. When he arrived in 2000, he found the cool river that bisects this sweltering land to be inviting, but no one else did.
They assume it's illegal, they assume it's dangerous, they assume it's dirty. I actually had one person ask, they thought it was electrified. You know, every reason in the world. And then the local superstitions. There are whirlpools, the dangerous currents. Alligators. There was a huge alligator scare here last year.
When the locals realized that gators were not swallowing kayaks and the water is relatively clean, Elman encountered enthusiastic support on both sides of the border. Jeffrey Salcedo is a business promoter with the Mexican city of Reynosa, which is one of Elman's backers.
Perhaps Mexicans on this side think of the river as a barrier that's more mental than physical, because when we cross the river, we're accustomed to being detained and questioned. It's not so difficult to change this mentality because these water sports have been very successful. We just need to promote them.
Things are happening. Last November was the first annual Big River Festival on the Lower Rio Grande, featuring canoe races with 40 competitors from both countries. Now, the cities of Laredo and Nuevo Laredo upstream are sponsoring a 33-mile canoe race on their stretch of river as part of Rio Fest in October. Elman says he learned, to his surprise, the federal agencies that control and patrol the river welcomed boaters.
And it demonstrated to everybody who was watching that this is not only possible, but it's actually something that the powers that be encourage.
For its part, the U.S. Border Patrol is in favor of private watercraft on the Rio Grande, believing the more good people who use the river, the fewer bad people are likely to. Sonny Montes, a small business owner, recently moved from Seattle back to the Rio Grande Valley, where his family has lived for 150 years. Now, he's a regular paddler down here.
So what kind of reaction do you get from people in the Rio Grande Valley when you tell them you're going down to the river to kayak?
We're crazy because we're taking too much risk and it's dangerous. So, but you know what I tell them? I tell them we have the best security in the world because the Border Patrol has patrols in the air, they have patrols in the river, and they have eyes along the border.
The organization of which Eric Elman is director, Caminos del Rio, has long sought recognition of the cultural and historic importance of the Lower Rio Grande. Earlier this month, Representative Henry Cuellar from the Rio Grande Valley asked Congress to name the riverlands from Laredo to Brownsville as a National Heritage Corridor. But try as they might to make the Rio Grande a tourist destination, it remains the world's busiest border for drug smuggling, and that fact is unforgettable on the water.
Casey's standing on top of that truck.
A 16-year-old who's become an avid kayaker balances on top of the cab of a black pickup truck submerged in the gentle current.
So this is the truck graveyard? This is one of them.
Careful, Casey.
It's one of at least 30 sunken drug vehicles ditched by traffickers that's been identified in this stretch of river. Rio Grande visionaries hope that one day there might be more kayakers than drug smugglers. John Burnett, NPR News.
From kayaks to bikes, tomorrow NPR's Carrie Kahn paddles the streets of Tijuana.